Consciousness is regarded as the most fundamental aspect of existence, yet we still struggle to understand it. Vladek Duk is an expert on the brain, mind, and consciousness, professor of theoretical physics, computational sciences, neurocognitive informatics at Copernicus University in Poland and Nanyang Technology University in Singapore, and was recently in Cincinnati to work with the Center for Computational Medicine, among other things. Even though consciousness is very important in people, do we need it in robots?
There is no indication that consciousness is really useful for information processing. The more we know about the brain, the more we see that what I call myself is one of many things that my brain is doing. Other things are, of course, body coordination, that fact that I don't fall but really control lots of muscles just to stand, understand what I see, etc. So it's not clear that we really have to have consciousness in the robots, although there is lots of research trying to achieve this.
I understand slowly we're making progress in making more complex programs that control computers and robots.
The big problem is, of course, language, because we think that machines are not intelligent because they still cannot talk to us, basically. But we know at the same time that machines became very intelligent in many different ways. For example, the big step forward was winning the chess match with Kasparov about 10 years ago. Since that time, we know that machines are able to do very complex intellectual pursuits. But, of course, in many other areas, we are still much better. Now, we have to understand why we are, as humans, much better, or any animal is much better, for example, with the vision, for example. We don't have good vision systems. And we roughly understand that. This is because computers are so different than the brains. We have to make something like brains. That is, we have to look at the neural networks in the brains, and we have to construct hardware that resembles what we have in the brains. And the brains are really amazing in associations. That is, we perceive complex patterns. We remember lots of complex patterns. Each one of us, for example, is able to recognize many people, many faces, just looking at maybe fragments of the photos, we recognize who it is. And computers are very bad in doing things like that. That comes from the fact that they're built in a very different way than our brains. But step by step, we understand what we have to do, although this is difficult. Now, some people are very anxious and say, well, why don't we have already intelligent computers? Now, the whole field is very young. And then, of course, if we could easily do what our brains are doing, then we'll have to have much bigger brains. and then if we couldn't do it at all, that would mean that our brains are not capable of this.
Tell me the next step and how close we're getting to achieving intelligence with robots.
We have the World Congress of Computational Intelligence in Vancouver, where I'm going. And we have a panel that I've organized, which is called A Roadmap to Human-Level Intelligence. And we'll have 14 world-class experts that have designed architectures, and they have ideas how to scale up what we've been doing so far to the level that is comparable with what we have in our brains. So it's quite likely that within 10 years, we'll see machines that are much more intelligent than we have now.
You're here in Cincinnati to work with Children's Hospital, among other things, and the Center for Computational Medicine. How will your research help with disease?
Well, we try to understand the language or the texts that medical people are producing so that they could better correlate what they find in clinical descriptions with what they find now with the genomic data. My colleague who is here, Jarek Meller, who has been my student a long time ago, is an expert in genomics now. And many people went into the molecular medicine because that seems to be future. But at the same time, you have to correlate what you find at the molecular level with what doctors have been observing.
Brain, mind, consciousness, and the ghost of the machine as it applies to robotics and medicine, a very complicated topic. I'm sorry that we had to breeze through it, but thanks for being our guest today. Vladek Duk, professor of theoretical physics, computational sciences, neurocognitive informatics at Copernicus University in Poland and Nanyang Technology University in Singapore.
Thank you very much for inviting me.